Welcome to Evolve to Be and the Evolution of Consciousness Radio. I am Audrey Tara, your host, and I am coming to you today live from India. I'm in the southeast of India right now at the Oneness University, and what I'm doing here is I am going through some processes at the temple with monks meditating, and what I'm doing is I'm evolving my consciousness. So it's exactly what I've been teaching. It's exactly what I've been talking about on this radio show. And the reason why I've been playing repeats for the past 6 months is because I've been back and forth to India several times already, spending months at a time doing processes here to evolve my consciousness. And these processes have been very similar to what I've been teaching and what I have been getting guidance from my guides, or downloaded from the universe or source or whatever you want to call it. So everything's kind of in alignment. And when I first came here, I really realized that, yes, this planet and this world and humanity is really shifting their consciousness. So far at the university, you can actually go on the website. It's the oneness university.org, and they have numbers of awakened beings on this planet. And there's about 1.7 million awakened beings on this planet right now. And some of them are not awakened through the university, although a good chunk of people are. Their goal last year was to have 70,000 awakened beings on the planet that they've awakened. And what awakening means, it means that their consciousness has shifted and evolved towards enlightenment. So actually, there's a process that happens in the brain, a neurological process that happens that shifts the peripheral lobes on the side of the brain, but I know I'm not saying it correctly. But most of the time, our brains function everywhere but the frontal lobes. And the frontal lobes is where, when you're in higher states of consciousness, your brain is really activating from those frontal lobes. So what the process does through awakening is that it shuts off the other areas of the brain, and it reconfigures the neural pathways to start functioning in the frontal lobes in permanent states. So it would be that you were, instead of having these one time or every once in a while, you'll have these temporary states of awakening or bliss or enlightenment or oneness, where you know that everybody is one, and you're released from your pain and suffering. These processes activate the brain in a permanent state of awareness, and then you are in those permanent states of consciousness all the time. I'm also finding it very hard to talk. It's about 10:35 right now, and I just got back from the temple doing some really intense processes where my state of consciousness has been completely expanded. So if I trip over my words or I'm having a hard time talking, it's because I'm just in an altered state of consciousness right now. So it's a little bit harder for me to have words. I also practice Mona here, so I'm mostly in silence. And although I've only been here for a couple days, it feels like I've been here for 2 weeks. And I'm already very deep in the process. I'm actually here with 1,300 awakened beings and some oneness meditators from all over the world. So it's quite a really intense energy to sit in, because I've never been with this many awakened beings in one room, let alone being at this temple that has been designed and creative to actually activate your consciousness. So it's quite an intense process. But going back to states of awareness or higher states of consciousness on this planet, the Oneness University talks about how there are about 1.7 million beings on this planet that are living in altered or higher states of consciousness. There's over, I think, over 700,000 people that are attaining states of higher consciousness, but just temporary, just not functioning all the time. So these numbers have been rapidly increasing by the weeks. So if you go on the website, you'll see the numbers, and then if you go on like 2 weeks later, you'll see the numbers again, and everything is increasing, you know, thousandfold week by week. So this is the first time where I've actually said, oh, there is really hope. You know, I've known that there is a shift and change going on the planet, but to actually come to a place where they're actively awakening people, and this is their only mission, and their vision is to have everyone on the planet fully awakened, living in higher states of consciousness where the evolution of consciousness has already happened. And they say by 2035, we will all be living in higher states of consciousness, and we will already have shifted the way we live in the world. So all the institutions, our whole entire paradigm of the way we go about our daily lives will have already have shifted. So, and in alignment with everything that I've been teaching, it's the same process. It's about releasing your pain and suffering. It's about taking your negative thoughts and belief systems and actively working to heal them. So you're in these states of open-heartedness and feeling union instead of separation. And that's what I talked about last week. So first of all, I want to clear up something. I had a few wonderful, wonderful emails from those of you who are listening asking me, where did I learn this information that I'm sharing with you about the evolution of consciousness and specifically separation and union that I talked about last week? And I need to tell you, I don't read books and I don't study too much of other people's work. So everything that I've learned has either been through, I studied at the Barbara Brennan School of Healing and I graduated in 2001. I then went to teacher training for a year and a half, and then I went to the Energy Touch School of Advanced Healing. And through that healing work that I did in my own personal process, I received guidance from my guides about union and separation and about healing our pain and suffering. But I've been like this my whole life. So I've always had awareness. I've always had abilities beyond the five senses. I've always gotten guidance and downloads from my guides. So, you know, I didn't have any near-death experience or a weird car accident or anything like that that would have awakened me. I was born awake, and then I've actively been in states of higher consciousness where I've received information. I can't really explain it other than I get information downloaded into me, and it makes sense to me. And so what I'm going to say to you is that listen to what I say, but don't believe everything that I say, because this is my information that I've gotten from either my guides through meditation or I've gotten through my own personal process of healing and growth. So if I say something to you, you will know if it's your truth because it will resonate through your whole entire being at a cellular level. You'll just know it, and it'll feel good, and it might make you feel like tingly or happy or buzzy, or you might get a big, aha, wow, that really makes sense. But if it doesn't, then throw the information away and keep searching for what's right for you and what your truth is. And that's why I am, instead of doing healing work, which what I used to do, and I worked for a doctor for 6 years as a healer, I really started to understand how important it was to teach healing work to people so you can become responsible for your own process. So you don't need to go to a healer. You know, I want to teach you the tools so you don't have to rely on anybody but yourself. We're moving into a time on this planet where all institutions are kind of crumbling right now. And that goes for the guru, that goes for the teacher. You know, I look at it as I'm teaching you tools, but I'm also a student at the same time. So I don't see myself as knowing more than you. I don't see myself in a higher position than you, other than the fact that I've had experiences that other people haven't had, or I might have been on this path a lot longer, or, you know, I remember my past lives, which is unusual for most people. So I might just be a little bit ahead of you, but we're all in this together, and we're all... You know, it's like whatever I'm doing, the work that I'm doing, like what I'm doing here in India, affects every single person, because as my consciousness shifts, so does yours. As you're listening to my voice, because I'm awakened, that means that there's an active process going on within your energy field right now to attune at a higher vibrational frequency and to attune to those higher states of consciousness. That means that you're getting activated into higher states of consciousness, higher states of awareness, just while listening to me. And then I'm teaching you tools. I'm giving you some information, but then I'm teaching you a meditation right now that will ground your energy into the earth very, very deeply and connect you into permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. So you're anchoring your energy field into these permanent electromagnetic grids in the earth. And that is where your consciousness will anchor into. And the earth will hold you while you're transforming. And this is very, very important. There's a kind of a science behind it, although I don't know how much of it is real science and how much of it is, this is what my guides told me. And I've been actively doing this meditation for the past 9 years. And then I've gone and I've read different things about what happened during a pole shift. Was one of the big things that I read, where there was some science behind what happened to the earth during a pole shift. And there's been many pole shifts on the earth. Science has now determined that there's been a few that they can, when geologists go down and start looking at the soil and the rocks and the surface layers of the earth, they can see that there were polar shifts that happened. You can watch, you know, one of my favorite people on the earth who recently passed away, a dear friend of mine, Philip Copens, was on the show Ancient Aliens, and they talk about there's different civilizations or evidence of civilizations all over the planet that are now underwater because of when the shifts of the planet happened, the surfaces got covered with water, and what rose from above the water is what we are what is considered land now. So there is evidence that these shifts happened, but what happens in a pole shift is that the Earth actually stops its rotation. And again, I am not a scientist, so and I do not have the information in front of me, like the book Pole Shift in front of me right now, to actually tell you exactly in detail what happens at a pole shift. But the electromagnetic field of the Earth releases. It kind of dissolves or disintegrates. And so our energy field naturally locks into the electromagnetic grids of the Earth's surface. So when a pole shift happens, the electromagnetic grids are no longer there, and our energy field has nothing to lock into, and that's how we lost our consciousness during the last polar shift that happened. People talk about the land of Atlantis and how we were beings of higher consciousness, and then there was a pole shift, or it explains a great flood that happened. And what happened was that some of the beings knew that the polar shift was going to happen, and we knew how to anchor in our consciousness deeply into the Earth in the permanent electromagnetic grids, so we wouldn't lose our consciousness, while the rest of the population didn't know what to do. And so the natural ability of the energy field to lock into those surface electromagnetic grids vanished, and that's how everybody lost their consciousness. So you know, there's many theories out there as far as, you know, there were humanoids, and then there were beings of higher consciousness, and there's a lot of talk about slave races and other races, and I don't know all of that information. All I can say is that there is a science behind the polar shift and the losing all of the memory, everything that your consciousness holds when there's a polar shift that happens and a being doesn't know to anchor their consciousness into those permanent electromagnetic grids. So what's going on the planet now is that we're moving into a different age. You know, they call this the Golden Age. We're moving from the Iron Age to the Golden Age. And everybody talked about the whole shift during 2012. And there was an energetic shift that happened. But for some reason, right now, we're not going through a polar shift to change everything that's happening on the planet. So either it's not happening right now and it will happen, or that for some reason it's not happening at all and we're having this slower evolutionary process. We're being gifted time. And regardless of what's happening, either we're being gifted time or there'll be a polar shift that's happening, the electromagnetic grids on the surface of the planet are dissolving. And what's happening with the sun is dissolving those electromagnetic grids. So every time there's a solar flare, that really high energy shoots down onto our planet, onto the Earth's surface, and starts to dissolve all the electromagnetic grids. So this is why there is a lot of upheaval in our consciousness right now. There's a lot of anxiety, and there's more emotional upheaval going on. There's a lot more fear. There's a lot more violence. There's all this kind of lower vibrational behavior because we're not anchoring our energy into anything anymore. There's a lot of beings on this planet right now who are walking around and they are completely unaware that they even have an energy field. And so because of that, they don't understand that their energy is no longer attached to the energy grids of the Earth. And when that happens, you're kind of like this balloon floating in the air with, you know, nothing. You're not being tied down to anything. So that's what the grounding meditation does, is I'm teaching you a tool to firmly anchor yourself into the planet and into those permanent electromagnetic grids, so you're stable and calm, that your consciousness remains intact, and then you can grow from this place. So that's kind of, that's what we're doing as far as, or what I'm teaching here as far as the grounding meditations. But you don't want to get into all that stuff. The real reason why you do a grounding meditation is because it makes you feel good. It keeps you balanced. It keeps you calm when the chaos of life is swirling around you. And that's the real important thing. All this other stuff is, you know, a lot of it can't be proven. A lot of it is theory. A lot of it is that we can see what's going on in the planet anyways. You know, whether it's theory or not theory, there is huge transformation going on. And this tool will just give you the ability to become. And you won't have the fear, and you won't have the anxiety, and you can walk through your life present and centered, and you can make amazing life decisions in this place. You know, when there's a lot of chaos going on and you're not grounded, it's just harder to make a decision. So that's your main focus. It's really about just your own inner work. And the grounding meditations are the foundation for any kind of personal growth and transformation, any kind of spiritual work. If whether or not you're a healer, whether or not you've meditated before or not meditated before, this is where you begin. And if you've been doing advanced healing work or advanced personal growth and transformation work, this is where you begin too. You begin with grounding, and then you take every modality that you've been working with and use it. But now you have an anchored way of using it, and your energy field is in your body, and it's anchored to the earth. So last week I talked about separation and union, and if you want, you can go back and listen to the show about how I got to this this theory of mine, or the information that I got about what we are doing here on this planet, what we are doing as a species, why we're in physical form, not just on this planet, but, you know, all over the universe, why the universe was created. And I talk about separation and union. And I'm going to bring it down to a level of taking it into your own life. And because the healing on the planet's not going to happen until you heal yourself. And that's because everything in your external world is just showing you, it's a mirror of what's going on internally. So if you start to work on your own internal process and your own personal transformation and growth, everything else will change. And that is how, it's like we're all pieces of the puzzle, and that is how this planet is going to shift and change, and we are going to live in a world of peace. And so we don't have to even think about the outside world and everybody else. We just need to focus on our own inner world and the world around us, meaning your relationships with your family and your friends and your coworkers and the community in which you thrive in. So let's take union and separation in that manner. So we are really great at separating ourselves from everybody else. And if you sit and you think about it for a minute, what causes that separation? And it's usually our own pain and suffering that causes the separation. Somebody said something to us that wasn't very kind, and it triggered something within ourselves that reminded us of a past experience. So that is what I'm talking about, separation. We separate ourselves from others, and it eats into our relationships. And we find that it causes even more pain and suffering, because then we separate ourselves from the people that have hurt us, and that causes them pain and suffering because they don't understand why we've separated from them. You know, they don't get it. You know, we were triggered, our charges came up, and our pain and suffering is causing all kinds of chaos and turmoil internally, you know, and then they're coming from a place of then their pain and suffering gets triggered, and it just becomes this huge, it snowballs, suffering, and then everybody doesn't like each other, and everybody stops talking, or they're angry, or they're blaming everybody else. And, you know, that's a continued cycle of separation. And then when you come into union, it's those states of being where your heart is open and you're in full understanding. There is no more pain and suffering. And so that's what I'm talking about. It's doing the work, doing the interpersonal work to release your pain and suffering, to liberate you from your pain and suffering so you're not causing pain and suffering for others. In this hour that I have right now, I focus more on teaching grounding meditations. Maybe in the beginning of the year, I'll start teaching some other tools and techniques to help release the pain and suffering within your own being, so you can start to experience those states of union and then deepen your relationship with yourself and others. So let's now just focus on grounding meditation. So just take a deep breath in and out. Receive a deep breath in and out. I'm going to ask my roommate, do you want to meditate? No? Okay.
You're meditated out. My roommate's meditated out. I was going to have her join us.
So just receive a deep breath in and out, finding a quiet place for you to settle in. Now you can do this meditation standing, and if you're advanced, an advanced meditator, and want to try this meditation standing, it's my preferred method of meditating, and that's because I'm trained as a healer, so I need to be in a meditative state while working with somebody on a table. But I find it helpful for standing in the grocery store line. So when you meditate standing, you can meditate doing anything. You can meditate driving, you can meditate walking, all of these different activities that you're doing during the day. So if you're a beginner meditator and you want to try this, go ahead and do that too. But and you might want to sit down during some of the meditation. You might get tired. So just to let you know that you can try it if you want. If you are standing, your legs are shoulder width apart, and there's a slight bend in your knee. Your eyes are open, and you're looking down on the floor about 4 or 5 feet in front of you. Find a spot. You keep your eyes open when you're doing the meditation standing. And if you're sitting, your back is straight, You can put a pillow behind your back, between the back of the chair and your back, so you're comfortable. Your feet are flat on the floor, and your hands are on your thighs. And just receive a deep breath in and out, presencing yourself. Imagine a ball of light in the center of your head. And this ball of light is like a giant magnet. And you're going to call forth into this present moment right here and right now all of your scattered energy from the past. Any energy that you left behind thinking about something from the past, whether it was thinking about something that happened an hour ago, thinking about something that happened yesterday, thinking about something that happened last week, 6 months ago, a few years ago. Go all the way back to your childhood. Call forth all of the energy that you have left behind in a memory or in an emotion. And call forth into that present moment right here and right now all that energy, allowing it to come back to you. And then calling forth from the future any thoughts, any memories, any feelings you have about anything that's happening on the future. What you're doing today, what your week's going to look like. You know, 6 months from now, you have to move into a new apartment. When you have to pay your bills, all of that. Any memory, any thought that you have, you drop, it's like a piece of your energy field goes into that thought about the future or the past. And you leave yourself scattered. So just call forth that energy from the future and just bringing it back to you right here and right now, so you're present in this moment. And receive a deep breath in and out. And receive a deep breath in and out. Good. So now just bring your breath, feel the rise and fall of your chest. When you bring your awareness back into your body, your energy follows your awareness. What you think is where your energy goes. So while you're doing this meditation and you're listening to my voice, all you need to do is you need to just think about what I'm saying, and your energy will automatically do what I'm telling it to do. So you don't really have to push or pull or, you know, am I doing this right or wrong? It's just happening because you're thinking about it. That's why they say that negative thoughts create disease in the body. Because you're whatever you think creates energy. Or it doesn't really create energy, but it moves energy. So a negative thought would create stagnation in your body. And a happy thought would create a lot of movement in your body, a lot of movement in your energy. So just follow what I'm saying and your energy will move. It's very, very easy. And energy moves very quickly. So everything happens really, really fast. So you don't have to worry about that either. So just receive a deep breath in and out, bringing all of your awareness into your body. Imagine 3 inches below your belly button that there is a ball of light about the size of a golf ball. And this ball of light is your life force. It's your energy. Ball of light. and just allow this ball of light to grow. As you breathe in, you're breathing in life force from the universe. It's going to expand the life force in your belly. So allow that ball of light, just imagine it. Maybe you can feel it. But imagine that ball of light growing to the size of a baseball. And breathe in again. And imagine that ball of light growing to the size of a softball or a grapefruit. And breathe in again. And allow that ball of light to grow to the size of a basketball, filling your pelvic area. And then what I like to do is I like to bring my hands away from my body, about a foot away from my body in front of me, palms facing your body. And now breathe in and allow that ball of light to grow 360 degrees and just expand outside of your body. And keep breathing and keep allowing that ball of light to grow and expand. Breathing in life force from the universe and expanding and charging your life force. So that ball of light is getting really powerful and really strong. And I can actually feel the energy of my life force. So I feel like my hand, as it's facing my body, I can feel like a pulsing sensation between my hand and my body, and my hand is actually about 2 feet away from my body. And right now I want you to imagine that there is a tube of light surrounding you about 2 or 3 feet out from your body, and this tube of light goes directly into the earth. It's like those mail tubes in the office buildings or when you go to the bank and you go through the drive-thru, that tube, stick that little tubey thing in and it shoots up into that tube. So you're just surrounded by this tube of light. What color is your tube of light? Mine's always light blue. And sometimes it's pink. So just imagine, what color would your tube of light be? And then just imagine that your life force is now this giant ball of light. And it's kind of filling up, it's not only filling up your whole pelvis, but like mine's like down my knees and it's up my chest. And it's just like I'm just sitting in the middle of this ball of light. And the ball of light touches the edges of my pranic tube. This tube of energy. And just breathing in, breathing in the life force of the universe, allowing your ball of light to get really strong and bright and feeling good and energized. Great. And now looking down, I call them my spiritual eyes. But it's not your regular eyesight. It's just your, you can use your imagination or your spiritual eyes, whatever you want to call it. But looking down past your feet into the earth, there's this tube of light that's going down deep into the earth. And I just want you to send your ball of light, your life force, down that tube. So it's going down your legs and down into the organic matter of the going through all the soil and the rock, the organic matter of the earth's surface, is about 3,000 miles down. So you're just following that tube that's already anchored into the earth, and your ball of light is just dropping down through all that organic material, down through the rock, through the water. You're moving down through minerals, anything else that's down in the surface of the earth. Some people have been known to hit inner earth. Depends what your belief system is.
But scientifically, there's just organic material that's about 3,000 miles, I hope I didn't say feet before, 3,000 miles down. And your ball of light, your life force, is just traveling down this tube of light very, very quickly, all the way down. Sometimes I become that ball of light, and I just see myself dropping through the earth. Sometimes I'm still at the surface of the earth, my awareness, and I'm just watching that ball of light going down. I actually like to be the ball of light. For me, that's fun. So I just become charged light, and I'm traveling down my pranic tube deeper into the earth. And now you've traveled all the way down 3,000 miles very quickly when you're light. You're moving at the speed of light. And now you're dropping into the molten lava magma chamber of the earth. So just notice what it feels like when you drop down. There's still that tube of light that you're following that's already through that magma chamber. But what I experience here is I start to heat up and I start to slow down. My ball of light doesn't move as quickly because that lava is really thick and slow. So take your time. What does this place feel like? What does this layer of earth feel like for you? And in this place, I ask that all the negative energy that doesn't belong to me gets burned up when I drop into this place. All the thoughts, negative thoughts and belief systems that no longer serve me get burned off in this place. And I can actually feel my ball of light charging and clearing and cleaning up in this layer of earth, this magma chamber. And you're just slowly dropping down through this magma chamber, burning off what no longer serves you. Your ball of light, your life force is just following the pranic tube down deeper into the earth. And now you're going to hit another layer of the earth. And these are lines of energy, lines of light. This is the electromagnetic grids of the earth. So now your ball of light is sliding through these lines of light. You're connecting, clearing, and charging. I actually feel a click, click, click kind of happening when I'm in this place. But this is where your energy field is really anchoring and connecting into the Earth's electromagnetic field. So your ball of light is actually made up of lines of light. There's your energy anatomy has different levels to it. And some of it is kind of colors and free-flowing energy, and some of it's grid patterns and lines of light of energy. And so just know that as you're moving through the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth and you're kind of clicking in, that the levels of your energy anatomy that are made up of lines of light are clicking into this permanent electromagnetic grid. And you're moving down towards the center of the earth, still moving down, clicking through these energetic lines of light, connecting, clearing, and charging, connecting and clearing and charging. And moving down, you're going to be moving towards the ball of light. If you use your energetic eyes or your spiritual eyes, see yourself moving closer towards this ball of light. You're moving towards the Earth's life force. So your ball of light, your life force is moving into the Earth's life force. And just drop into that ball of light. And you're moving down. Your pranic tube is already there. And you'll just kind of slow down and find your place that you belong, where your ball of light just kind of stops. And you sink in and rest into the life force of Earth. And using spiritual eyes, you should just be in light and feeling this deep connection to Mother Earth. Feeling your heart opening and feeling unconditional love of Earth. This is your home. This is where you belong. This is where you can get the nurturing of a mother that you've never gotten. But find your place here where your heart opens and just receive energy. Just be in a place, just tell yourself, I'm going to be here right now, and I'm in receiving. Allow your life force to charge with the life force of Mother Earth. She is powerful. She is a powerful being of consciousness. Think about all the wisdom and knowledge that the Earth holds and how powerful she is. You know, how she can create wind and storms to clear and cleanse the planet. You know, we don't see it as that. We see it as destruction. But if you look at nature, in nature there's always birth and there's always death. There's always destruction and there's always creation. That is the cycle of who we are. And we're beings in physical form. We're connected to Earth. This is our home planet. This is where we live. This is where our life force, the truth of who we are, our spiritual bodies are anchored into this place. They're anchored into our physical form and then we're anchored into the planet. This is our home. It's like our spaceship. And just say thank you. Thank you for caring for me. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Feeling the grace of Earth. And imagine that you have feet in this place. And see your feet using your spiritual eyes, or actually feeling your feet and how they're on the floor right now, and imagining a quartz crystal flower growing up around your feet and just anchoring you in even more powerful. As you're connecting into the Earth in this really powerful way, your life force is connecting into the Earth's life force. There's nothing more powerful than that. There is no deeper connection. Feeling your heart expanding out. I'm going to ask the Earth that she gives you a message of her wisdom and knowledge at this time. So just breathe in and receive. I'm going to ask that you receive a very deep healing in this place right now. Whether you need healing physically, in your physical form, all of that life force, that energy from Mother Earth, that power that she has, let it fill your physical form and allow yourself to be healed at a cellular level. Allowing your life force charged with this very powerful energy of Mother Earth, giving you extraordinary amounts of energy. Allowing your consciousness to heal. clearing all negative thoughts and belief systems that don't serve you anymore, that are keeping you in separation, allowing those places within your consciousness to heal, allowing the consciousness of Mother Earth to come through you, her wisdom and her knowledge, her ability to be a being of higher consciousness. Allow that to come into your consciousness and just reconfigure your consciousness right now so you're aligned and in tune with the Earth. And that all those places within your consciousness and your subconsciousness that are not in alignment with your highest form, the truth of who you are, your divine being, just allow those places to heal. And then I'm going to ask that any spiritual healing take place in this moment, any emotional healing, and any emotions, any charges that you're feeling that have been brought up in the past few days or weeks, that those charges become clear and healed permanently in this place. Allow yourself to feel the force of Earth merging with your life force. And receive a deep breath in and out. And we're going to begin our ascent up through that pranic tube, your ball of light, your life force moving back up through the life force of Earth, back through the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth, connecting, clearing, and charging this new state of being that you're in. Your life force is fully charged, and you've just had an incredible healing and merging with the life force of Mother Earth, and her life force is still connected to your life force. So feel that connection as you move up through the permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth. You're connecting, clearing, and charging in this new state of being, this new energy, connecting and clearing and charging and moving up through your pranic tube, back up towards the surface of the Earth. And now you're moving through the lava magma chamber of the Earth, slowing down a little bit, allowing the heat of that lava, that magma, that charged hot rock to just really charge your life force at this time. Really charging it as you move up towards the Earth's surface. You're just charging and moving through this beautiful lava rock, heating up, permanent melding of this new state of being, really locking in this different vibration, this higher vibration that you've just merged with Earth and her consciousness. And feeling you moving up through that pranic tube. Wow, my whole entire energy is just going, I can really feel it. Like I'm holding my hands up and I can't even move them. So just your life force is just moving up. Just notice what you feel. And then coming, sliding out of that magma chamber and moving up into the organic material of the Earth. Moving up towards the Earth's surface, you're going through the minerals of the Earth, the rock formation, water. You're moving through the dirt. and you're coming up towards your body. And as you get closer towards your body, you're moving at the speed of light. So zip, 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 really fast back up towards the Earth's surface. When you get closer to your body, your consciousness pops back into your body. You become quickly aware that you're in your body again. And using your spiritual eyes, just seeing their ball of light, your life force, just moving up through your body and coming up into your heart. And really sitting in your heart, expanding 360 degrees, your life force that just merged with the life force of Earth, feeling completely whole and healed, feeling deeply connected to Earth, deeply grounded, centered, balanced, and calm. And breathe in and out. Receiving a deep breath in and becoming aware of the room that you're in, becoming aware of your body. And enjoy this grounded state of being. Move into whatever other modalities of healing or personal growth and transformation that you're going to continue on this day with. Have a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. I'll be here in India meditating and raising my vibrations and expanding my consciousness and growing and transforming. And I'll be back with you next Sunday. So to keep doing these grounding meditations every day. Practice as much as you can, because when you need the grounding, when the chaos happens, that's when you need the grounding the most, and all it is just a thought. Think about being down in the earth, and you're deeply grounded and connected. And I'm going to say namaste. Thank you so much for sharing this time with me.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad in Berlin, Germany, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Pushing through the doorway, see it on a dusty road. Swimming in a season, listen what the old eyes told. It's wide open, it's wide open, yeah. Wide open, it's wide open, yeah. Parting with the water, finding in a leasing book. Breathing in a casket, kissing in a palm you took. Why?